It's Arise FM mid-morning. Thank you very much for choosing us on a Thursday. All things book review. And we do it with the author of Be That Girl, 26-year-old professional nurse, midwife, transformational speaker, and mentor Mpho Mafunise. Welcome to Arise FM.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Be That Girl. First, I love that title. But who or what is that girl?
That Girl, it is a book that, when I say Be That Girl, it is motivating young girls on how they can become successful despite challenges that they face while growing up. So when I say Be That Girl, I'm promoting the power of positive imagination, that what you think of, that girl that you want to become, the successful girl, the independent girl, the girl that works hard, the girl that is successful. When I say Be That Girl, I'm saying be that you've always wanted to be while growing up.
And how do we get there, Mpho? What's your story? How did you manage to overcome some of the things that you went through, some of your struggles, some of the mistakes that you've made? Because mistakes will be made at the end of the day.
Yes.
But how did you manage to become that girl?
Well, it goes with time, all I can say, because when I say Be That Girl, we titled it One Step at a Time, because I believe that while growing up, we learn a lot. And those mistakes sometimes that we learn or that we make, they're there for to teach us a lesson that whenever something like that happens next year, I won't be able to repeat it. So growing up for me was just different. While I was growing up, I came from a very poor background. It was hard. I was just raised by a single mother. So all I could see was, no, man, I don't want to grow up in this situation forever. So when I grow up, I want to be that girl that changes her home situation, that is not defined by her background, but is defined by destination. Because I believe that where I am right now, it's not where I want to be in the future. So for me, it was, I'm going to study very hard. I had to study hard. I had to ask for help, for people who could assist me so that my academics could go well. And I ended up passing very well, went to tertiary, and then that's where my life became, that's where my life changed for the better. And now I'm working and I am that girl. And when we speak of mistakes, there are so many mistakes that maybe I have made in the past, but they have made me who I am today. Because if ever it was not those mistakes, I could think maybe things are very easy in life. But they taught me a lesson that, you know what, you're going to encounter such things while growing up, but it's not the end of the world. Be that girl who picks herself up.
Mpho, what's the driving force for you? What really keeps it together for you? Because, you know, I mean, when you go through so much, it's so easy for you to let go and fall into our societal standards, especially in today's age where there's social media and there's a certain image that's been sold on social media, and you see so many young girls succumb to those societal standards. So what has been that driving force for you that has kept you together in becoming that girl?
For me, I grew up at church, so being at church really helped me. That religion played a very huge role in my life, because as a church girl, there are certain things that I don't do, there are certain things that I don't eat, that I don't drink. For example, let's say while growing up, I had to go to church. When I'm at church, we've been taught the Bible, we've been taught the basics of life. This is how a girl should carry herself. So it really helped me. But then when I'm encountering challenges, what keeps me going is that if I'm going through hell, why should I stop in hell? I need to push so that I could go out of hell. And then there's a chapter that I wrote in my book about comparison. That, you know what, yes, I know we all want to be successful, want to be independent, we want things to go our way.
Yeah.
But the truth is, our time frame is not the same. Maybe Mpho made it at 25. It doesn't mean the whole world is going to make it at 25.
Yes.
For some, it's earlier than 25. For some, it's not even at 25. It may be at 30. But you need to just keep going. And I believe that things always get better with time. You just need to move. You just not to give up. When you face challenges, say to yourself that, you know what, I'm not going to give up. Instead, I'm giving up on giving up. I will keep going no matter what, because where I am right now, it's not where I want to see myself in the next 5 years.
Absolutely. But I think also with you knowing all of these things takes a lot of self-awareness, and it's very difficult for a young girl who's finding herself to have, you know, confidence and to have self-awareness, to really know who they are. How has that journey of self-awareness been for you in knowing who you are, whose you are, and where you're going?
Well, for me, it has always been that thing, you know what, I don't want to compare myself with others. I'm tired maybe of the poverty at home.
Yeah.
So when you know your situation very well, where you come from, where you at, the vision that you have for yourself, trust me, everything becomes so easy. Because when I went to high school, I noticed that, you know what, we're not the same. We come mm-hmm. from different families. Mm-hmm. Some come from very good families. So I should not carry myself like them mm-hmm. because when they have they had a good upbringing. They have like a solid structure. But for me, there is nothing. So yeah. if I compare myself and I don't do well on my academics, well, it will be the end of me because my only hope was education. So I just need to know, you just need to know yourself. What is it that you want to achieve? What are your goals? What are your long-term goals? What are your short-term goals? And the vision for your life. That's when you will know that, you know what, this is what it takes to be that girl.
To be that girl, what do we say to the young girl who's listening right now, who is confused, who's wondering if there's a light at the end of the tunnel, who feels mm-hmm. like, yo, my background is not really the greatest, so I don't really see a future for myself, who looks at social media and thinks, yeah, no, I think I'm going to succumb to these societal standards and what we're seeing on social media is real, so I got to hustle in a different way. What do we say to that girl?
To that girl that feels like maybe life at the season of life is not favorable, I will tell you that seasons are not the same. Winter is approaching, meaning that summer, it will be over very soon, meaning that it's like our lives. Seasons are not the same.
Yeah.
Situation changes. But when I'm saying they change, they don't just change while you're sitting and folding hands while looking at social media that my mates are doing well. What about my life? Don't feel pity for yourself because, yes, feel pity there and there. But if you sit down and start feeling pity for yourself, nothing is going to move. Nothing is going to move. It's just going to stay the same. But if you feel pity for yourself for that moment and then you tell yourself that, you know what, I'm going to have a plan of how I want to achieve certain things. For example, maybe you're unemployed at the moment. You have a qualification. You
yeah.
can say, you know what, let me have this short-term goal of saying, let me have a small business. Let me start. If I'm good at braiding, if I'm good at nails, I can do that. Maybe beauty industry. I can be doing that while waiting for my job. So all I can say is that do not just sit, do not just wait for anyone to come assist you. Start what skills you have. I always say, people, the problem is with us young people, we want to start big.
Yeah.
And that's highly impossible. You
mm-hmm.
need to start small. Because when you start small, it's going to grow. And when it grows, you realize that, you know what, I have to fight for this blessing. Meaning that I'm not going to misuse this blessing. I'm going to carry it very well. Because the way it came, it was difficult. And I'm not going to lose it. So I'll just keep going and not give up. So please do not give up on your dreams. Yes, it might take time, but do not give up. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. Speaking from my experience, I know that things always end up working out. No matter how long they take, they always end up working out.
Absolutely, we agree. And Paul, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Where can people find you on our social media platforms and where can we get the book?
The book is available from me. I'm the one that is selling it. So you can find me on TikTok. It's Sister Mpoma Funise. And then Facebook, it's also Sister Mpoma Funise. And also my Instagram, it's Mpoma Funise. And my contact details, 072-5010-730. 072-5010-730. It's Mpoma Funise.
Paul, thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me. And to all the girls out there, be that girl and never give up.
Oh, we love that. She ends it off with saying, be that girl. And that's on par. And just like that, we've signed, sealed, and delivered the show. Thank you so much for choosing Rise FM, for choosing Mid Mornings, and for choosing myself. My name is Tlotlang Moletsane, ke Motswana Motswana, Ntukulu Maswati. Have an absolutely wonderful Thursday. Ladies' night is what they love to call Thursday. So ladies, have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful day. I leave you in the hands of Lily for Rise FM Lunch. I'm out.
Amin Zobam Nandi Mokfezegel.